This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago. St. Francis de Sales' attention to the little virtues of gentleness, humility, kindness, and cheerful optimism shape monastic life in the Salesian tradition. Learn about the Visitation Sisters at georgetownvisitation.org.
And again, welcome to our parents, to all of our children. Many of them will receive, at the end of this year, three incredibly important sacraments. First confession, First communion, and confirmation. And you know, in each one of these sacraments, our children will grow in grace as they grow in age. In First confession, and we hope that'll be the first of many confessions, many times when our children will ask our Lord Jesus for His mercy and His forgiveness and for the strength to do better the next time. And First Confession becomes then the perfect preparation for First Communion, in which our children will take into their souls the very body of Christ, by which it will be no longer so much they who live, but Christ who lives in them, and that for the rest of their lives. And then confirmation. Those children will receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Whatever they received in baptism now as a seed in baptism now comes to full flower in their life as they go out into the world to take their place in the world and confront the world as the world tries to maybe corrupt them. But that is a great gift that they will receive at the end of this year. You know, weddings and the quinceañera masses, at the practices, I often ask the participants, you know, the court will be standing in the back, and I'll ask the kids standing in procession, I'll mention to them that they should not receive Holy Communion at this Mass if they have not made their first communion or their first confession. And I will be honest, I am stunned at how many of our young Catholic people from Catholic families, from Catholic cultures, will tell me at this Catholic ceremony that they have not yet made their first communion or their first confession, or maybe didn't make their second communion. Because sometimes first communion is the last communion, in which case first communion then obviously meant no more than the party afterwards. And I am always thrilled when our young people continue to believe and to practice, because that means that when they made their sacraments, when they made their first communion, they actually knew that this little white wafer was more than just lucky chips. Somewhere it had dawned on them that this actually was God, and it was important for this life to get them into the next life. And if I am stunned when I run into young people getting ready to assist at Mass, when confirmation and communion seem so little to them, I am more so saddened, because I imagine all the lost chances for grace and happiness and peace and love and virtue that these young people could have had, but didn't have and won't have. I imagine their futures. Now they're about 14, 15 years old if they're making their quinceañera, or they may be in their 20s if they're making going for a wedding. But I imagine their futures, when life will really get difficult for them, and the body and the blood of our Lord will not be there in their lives to nourish them and strengthen them. And confession, which even the world says is good for our souls, is unavailable to them. But the Holy Spirit, given in confirmation and who would give us untold strength, is missing from their lives. And I'm saddened when I think of that future. How about in their lives when love goes awry? And it will. And their hearts are broken. And God is not there in Holy Communion to fill up the holes and mend those hearts with His words of love and consolation. I know that that happens because I see all the time what God can do for people who do go to Him. I see the benefits of Holy Communion and grace on the faces of those, in the bowed heads of those who go to Mass. I see peacefulness. I see serenity. I see the body of Christ in their souls, and because of Jesus, I know they can go on one more day. How about life when it becomes full of temptations and there are evil people and evil situations that will cause these young people to be tempted to hurt themselves or hurt others? And because they have not made their sacraments, and maybe the sacrament of confession, their sins are not forgiven. And God is not there to strengthen them to do good and to do right and resist those evil influences. And I know that for them, because they have not made their sacraments, life will be so much harder for them than it had to be. Precisely because God was not in their lives when they most needed Him. And how about then when they're much, much older and their health becomes a problem? To whom will they turn when even the doctors have given up and said, you know, there's not much more we can do? How will they feel if God is not there to heal them and to comfort them with His sacraments and with His grace? Yes, God is there outside the doors of their unknowing hearts. I know He's there. But He cannot come in unless He's invited. And how will these poor young people ever learn to invite Him if they do not learn how to pray and talk to Him? I look at all those young men and women who tell me they've not made their sacraments, and I think of all the prayers they might have said or would have said throughout their lives, and all the help they could have had and probably won't get because they had never known God. I think of all the masses that they could have gone to and would go to, and all the wisdom and all the advice and all the consolation and grace that our Lord Jesus would give them, but they had never known about Him. No, of course, it's not their fault. It's a combination of unfortunate circumstances and situations and people that have somehow conspired to prevent these young children from knowing about the only thing in this world that really counts, and that's God. They grew up in homes where television was king, where money was the emperor, and this world was God. Now, maybe their parents never thought that they were depriving their children of anything when they neglected to teach them about their faith and how to pray and how to go to Holy Communion, confession, and confirmation. But that's what happened. Those parents were depriving their children of the greatest possible help to their lives and to the others' lives that could have ever been they had. They were depriving them of the knowledge of the true God that comes to us from the church and from her sacraments. Can you imagine growing up thinking that the most important people in your life were television stars and that the highest authority in your life was the government? Well, without faith, without the sacraments, without God, without the church, that's who tells you and your children what's important and what's not important, what is right and what is wrong. Politicians and celebrities, they're going to tell us what's right and wrong. Politicians and celebrities, excuse me, but welcome to modern America. For you are in the process of saving your children from this life of silliness and darkness and sadness and sin. And I congratulate you and I encourage you and I stand here and pledge to you whatever I can do to help keep your children close to God. And this is exactly what you are doing when you bring your children to St. Odilo for their first confession, their first communion, their confirmation. You are giving them a handle on their lives, a tool with which they can deal with all the craziness of this world. You are giving them the surest instrument to be able to maneuver through the insanity of us, our society, so that they might arrive at the end of their lives happily in this one and in eternal happiness in the next life. You are giving them the faith and all the good things that that faith can do for them, not just for now, but for their whole future. You are giving them the surest means to live life here well and for others so that they might spend an eternity with God there. Life lived in faith and with the sacraments and in prayer and sacrifice and grace may sometimes be difficult, but it will never be regretted. And I stand here to pledge to you everything that we can at St. Odilo to make sure that your children are close to God. I guarantee few things in this life, but I guarantee this. If your children are close to God, that is how the close they will remain with their parents for the rest of their lives and be to you a help and a credit. And they'll get you to heaven as they get themselves to heaven. And that's the purpose of our catechetical program at St. Odilo. Congratulations for being here, and my prayers for all of you. Thank you.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.